Blog Talk Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws? Earth-based spirituality such as Pantheonism, Shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double D, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitive transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty, here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Living Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
If all radio stations in town were palm trees, we'd be the one with the biggest coconuts.
Check this out, we got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody,
check it out! All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited for him.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you.
Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Joanna Wells, and I'm here with Living Beyond the Matrix. And boy, do I have some interesting news for you. Mind-blowing information, as always, is what Moving Beyond the Matrix is, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable information that we just need to examine and be aware of, and what is really happening in this reality that we live in, right? So, yeah, today we're going to be talking about, excuse me, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. It's extremely important because we need to find out and we need to ask ourselves, where does Bitcoin come from? Where does it come from? No one has been able to answer that question. And they say it's from Satoshi Nakamoto, whatever his name is. But in reality, you know, we've been told this for many, many years, because whenever there's something that's not fully transparent, that means that there's something going on beneath the surface. And something that's going on that isn't really beneficial to humankind, okay, or beneficial to anybody. When there's no transparency, there's a lack of transparency, you know, you're going to kind of ask yourself, who the hell created this? Was the government behind this? Was the CIA behind this? Really? Because in order to invest in something, one must know who the creator is or where did it come from in order to make a sound decision. So I was watching an interesting, sorry, there's like the dishes and stuff going on. We have a maid here cleaning in the house. I'm going to move it into my other room here. Yeah, move into the studio. Sorry about that for the nastiness. So I was listening to a video last night, and, you know, I've already had this inclination, by the way, before I get into this video. I already had a feeling about this because I always ask that question, but at the same time, you know, we're like, hey, let's enjoy the ride. Let's get into Bitcoin. Let's make as much money as you possibly can and then sell it when we're ready to sell it, right? And I'm still doing that no matter what. Okay, I don't really care. I'm doing what I do, and then, but there, you know, there's other coins that we can, you can actually utilize too. So anyway, I was listening to this video, and about this lady, she looked like she was part CIA, or she was from CIA, or former CIA, or some intelligence agency. And she mentions, if you go read in the NSA white papers 1996, it tells you right there how to create an anonymous mint coin. So I looked at it today. I read it all. And I said, well, holy freaking cannoli. What a mind trip. What a rude awakening. And I saw it with my own eyes. I was also warned by a good friend of mine, he's known as Croc, who has connections with CIA and all that stuff, former CIA people, friends. And he warned me. He said, no, Bitcoin is CIA created. I'm letting you know. And he says, and I go, what about El Salvador? I want to go move to El Salvador. You know, it's Bitcoin friendly. And he goes, that is a CIA test ground, is in El Salvador. He says, you don't want to be holding Bitcoin because Bitcoin will track and trace no matter what you do. So I'm not scared of Bitcoin because, like I said, I've already transmuted my, I changed my status, okay? I have been operating on the private side for many years, for 13 years now, and being a secured creditor and moving on to foreign agent status where I transmuted my social security number into an estate number. It's completely, the moment they run my social security, it goes right into the estate number, and that's just that. So it's really funny. I have this, well, I'll tell you that later, a little story later, just how potent it is when you transmit your social and how no creditor can come after you either because you're on the private side. It's all in the numbers. It's not in the affidavit of truth and a bunch of affidavit documents. No, it's in the numbers because when they run your numbers, they can tell if you are a debtor of the plantation. They can tell if you're a slave. Or they can tell if you're an executrix, which is a woman, or executor if you're a man, of your own estate and private trust that you created, which is a foreign trust. So anyway, Bitcoin thing. Okay, so that I'm just letting you know. I'm going to hold as much Bitcoin as I freaking want to. And I'm holding it now. And when it shoots up to 200,000, probably by June, by the summertime, I'm going to keep holding until it goes all the way up to possibly next year. Next year, it should go up to $400,000. But as a trader, I take profits along the way. I don't just hold and hodl and don't do anything. I freaking take profits along the way because, you know, I have family to feed here too. You know, we eat off that money. And so I'm not here to, you know, tell you to not get into Bitcoin. If you're on the private side, Bitcoin will be fun for you. If you're not on the private side, you're fucked. Okay? That's my English for you. If you are not on the private side, you are effing screwed, blued, and tattooed. And I started on the private side 13 years ago, didn't even know what the hell I was doing. And my whole objective and motive was to get child support off my ass and get a vindictive ex-husband who wouldn't leave me alone after he stole my children from me sneakingly behind my back and had child support. And he thought he can friggin' ruin my life. Well, he ruined my life just taking my kids from me. That was all. But he had to really stick it in there. And I put a stop to child support because I changed my status. They could not fuck with me anymore. And I still hold my American passport, a brand spanking new one too. So I know my shit. Okay. And I'm very proud of what I've accomplished throughout these years. And because of that, you know, I believe that I was destined to cross this path. I had to go through this horrific situation with my ex, who was connected to Freemasonry and all this shit because of his parents. And I was only 28 years old. I was just a witchy girl, pagan, still am, tarot reader. That's all I knew, housewife. I didn't know nothing about legal shit, law, none of that. But once that happened to me, I had to learn about it. I had to learn about the law. I had to learn about the legal shit on the public side, and I had to learn about the private side. And I'm going to tell you, I am so grateful. I'm sorry, I'm about to get emotional for some reason. I'm so grateful for my higher self, for whatever is in the universe that guided me, that they helped so much, and they guided me, my guides, my spirit guides, my ancestors helped me through this by getting on the path to redemption. And I didn't know what I was doing. All I knew was it sounded right that they took, you know, they used your birth certificate bond. They turned it into a bond, and they monetize off your name. So I'm emotional right now because I was so into Bitcoin for a long time, investing and all this stuff. And people told me over and over again, you know, you shouldn't be trusting Bitcoin. It could be created by the CIA. But then I said, no, I don't believe that. I don't want to believe that. I refuse to believe that because I was very excited about it, that how awesome that you can, you know, transfer money so quick, so fast. And it's just wonderful. This is what we need. And then in my faith, and when the moment when I was just thinking, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to continue doing this silver bullet trust thing anymore. Yeah, I'm just going to full-time, you know, trader, all this stuff, which I am anyway, and just move on in the crypto world. And then, you know, I asked my guides for clarification if this is what I should be doing or, you know, if I should continue to do what I've been doing for the past 13 years. To teach others to be secure creditors and then foreign agents, or just move on with my life. Because I just kept dealing with so many challenges, you know, so many challenges. I can't talk about it on TikTok. I can't talk about it on YouTube. I can only talk about so much on YouTube. Actually, YouTube allows me to talk about it. I take that back. I have a lot more freedom on YouTube. TikTok, no way. And, you know, thinking about all of this, I'm just like getting hit with just blocks everywhere. It's like, well, you know, I just should just move on. You know, I mean, how am I going to reach an audience? It's no one understands, and I can't put the information out there. So I decided I'm going to blog. I'm going to start blogging on my website. And I created a brand new website called silverbullettrust.com. And I thought to myself, I'm going to blog, and I'm going to put all my information on my blog. That's how I'm going to do it. I'm not going to rely on YouTube anymore. I'm not going to only rely on YouTube or Rumble or any of these videos platforms. I'm going to always rely on my blog, and I'm going to build from there. I'm going to start brand spanking new. So anyways, when I heard about this information yesterday, I thought to myself, oh, my God, I am so grateful. That's why I was going to get emotional. I am so grateful that I came across this information. It saved my life. They would have thrown me in prison for not paying the child support because I refused to do that. After he took my kids, not let me see my kids, and then I said, you know, go fuck yourself. I'm not going to allow that. I'm not going to be your little bitch anymore. You're not going to control me from North Carolina while I sit in California, while I'm moved on with a new marriage and my kids, my youngest kids. And I thought to myself, I was chasing, sometimes I would think to myself, because there's a lot of issues with secure creditor groups, some people had hit and miss success. Some people ended up in prison because they were doing something right. And really it was because they were trying to get money out of a birth certificate, all this crap. That was never my intention. My intention was to write off child support, put a stop to his abuse and their abuse, which I finally did. And I got my passport back, and I swear to the universe, I swear on my mother's grave that I never paid for child support. I paid the whole balance so I can get my passport. I will tell you that right now. I will tell you that right now. I never did that. I put a stop to it. And that's why I ended up getting my Mexican passport. And I said to myself, you know, if it doesn't work with my getting my American passport, fuck them. I'll have my Mexican passport. Fine. I could still go back and forth into the States with my birth certificate. It doesn't matter. But you know what? I'll be damned if I'm going to give that son of a bitch any more satisfaction. So you guys believe what you want to believe. I'm done trying to prove myself. I've been trying to prove myself for the past 13 years, and I'm over it now. Okay? So really, I am grateful in the bottom of my heart that I was being led by something higher than myself to do what I'm here to do. And it was a mission. It wasn't just a job or a business. So now that I saw this video and with Edward Snowden and all this stuff about NSA and all this crap, that they're going to use this for tracking purposes for people, because Bitcoin is going to usher the new world for the CBDC. And this is something I did not want to see, guys. I did not want to see this for you all. I wanted more hope for humanity. But I'm grateful that I stuck to my guns in spite of what naysayers was telling me, all the naysayers saying that I was a scam and I was all of this. But I kept fucking going, and I kept going. So I'm just grateful that I knew what the fuck I was doing the whole time, and I was guided by a spiritual team. I don't know who it was. It could have been anything or anyone or whatever. But all I know, I was guided, and I got exactly what I needed to get rid of, to put a stop and get have victory. And not only that, now that I see this shit happening with this cryptocurrency stuff, now I have to really protect my children. I have to really protect my kids. I'm already protected. My husband's already protected. We're good. We're protecting the kids because they're underage. They are minors. So it scares me. It scares me for everyone else. Because what's going to happen is all they got to do is run your numbers, your social security number. Just like what they're doing with Facebook. You know, if you're banned from Facebook, you're banned from TikTok. Ooh, you got a bad record. We're going to apply that to your national credit score or whatever the hell they're trying to do, the social credit system thing, where you're not able to go into the store and buy food because now they got your facial recognition and they got your fingerprints. And they know that you are a slave. And you have to abide by their system. You cannot speak the truth. You are not allowed to. Because if not, you're not going to be able to eat. This is where it's going, guys. So when you see TikTok freaking out the way it freaks out on people, speaking the truth, when you see maybe YouTube, when you see Facebook and all this, why are these social medias there? Because they're getting you ready. They're getting you prepared for the cashless society that's coming. The cashless society is already underway. And they use Bitcoin to do it. She said, the lady, the CIA lady said it was she ushered in a Trojan horse. So all this time I was called crazy and nuts for following the path of the secure creditor and for following the path to get my trust set up and all this stuff that I had to do, what I had to do. I was called nuts. Why don't you pay the child support? Why don't you just do it and just let it happen? And you know what? And I said, I cannot, because in my gut and in my heart, it is wrong. What they are doing to me is wrong. You don't just take money from me and not let me see my kids. You can go F yourself. You know, you've done what you could do now. Now you want to do this? I don't think so. So that's kind of where I'm at. You know, that's my feeling, my emotions. I mean, I still am very upset with what happened in the past, even though, yeah, maybe this big person, but really there's times I wish I can go back and say, you know what? I wish I would have known. I'm sorry. Emotional today. I don't know why I'm emotional, but I just wish I would have known what I know now. I wish I would have known then. If I would have talked to my future self back then, and my future self would say, hey, you know what? Don't freaking leave North Carolina. He's got plans with your friend. I would have never left. But nobody was there to warn me. And I had to figure it out myself. And I had to lose my kids for many, many years. So it's very difficult. Many people don't understand the struggle I had to go through and the pain I had to go through. But with sacrifice, I had to learn what I know now. So yeah, it's very disappointing when you find out shit about now Bitcoin, something that we're looking up to and all this stuff, and everyone's getting happy. But there are private coins, you know, there's Monero. You got Monero private coins, and that's untraceable and untrackable. And you can always move your coins to Monero. For instance, you know, you sell your Bitcoin when it's at a high rate, move it into a stable coin, maybe DAI, not USDT. DAI is like it's a decentralized coin. And then eventually, if you want, move it into Monero. You know, the only thing is Monero will go down in price when the bear market hits in the winter. So you want to put it in a stable coin of some sort. But yeah, it's very depressing. It's very scary what's happening right now. I'm going to tell you something else. Here in Mexico, on this side of the Yucatan, when the COVID hit, we were given menus, and we still are given menus, to use the QRC code, to put our phone over the QRC code and look at the menu on our phones. I got really sick of that shit. I said, what the hell is going on? Why are we having to use QRC to look at our phone? Isn't that like for Bitcoin? What the hell's going on? And they made it like, sorry, we don't have menus. You have to, and they were making it look like, oh, because there's COVID on the menu, which is absolute utter bullshit. We know this. So I said, how in the hell, why are they linking the QRC code for menus? Isn't that what they use for Bitcoin? And what is going on? I was getting very confused. And I'm realizing more and more, now that I know this, that this is has been planned for 50 years. This is what this lady said. It's been planned for 50 years. This is exactly where they're going. And where they're going is not good. You think of the Russian Holocaust was bad, of 60 million Russians being murdered. You think of the Jewish Holocaust was bad. You think the Holocaust going on right now in Israel is bad, which it is bad. I mean, they're all bad. Imagine when they get a hold of everybody all over the world, society crop. And if those don't operate, they get exterminated right then and there. This is where the system is going. And I didn't know 13 years ago. All I knew was I need to get child support off my ass. That was all I needed. But I didn't know how far it would ever go. I never realized, but you know, something guided me along the way to learn what I know now, to get to where I need to be now, to protect my family now, and to help as many people as I possibly can that will listen to me. Those that will listen, if you don't want to listen, that is your problem. That is your deal. Go find someone else you can follow and listen to. My voice is my voice is only for my tribe. You understand? My voice is for the tribe that will listen to me because it resonates with the same frequency as my tribe out there. It's not for everybody. It's only for my own tribe. And you know who you are. So, yeah, it's a disappointment to finally, you know, we have to wake up. Whether we want to be comfortable or not, we have to wake the fuck up. And that's what I'm doing today. It makes me emotional. It makes me cry. But I have to wake up from a deep sleep. And if you listen to Edward Snowden, he was the NSA guy that worked for NSA intelligence and American that ended up blowing the whistle on NSA, how they were tracking every American through their emails and, you know, all that horrible stuff, what they're doing right now. And he ended up going to Russia and found refuge in Russia. He's now a Russian citizen. And he talks about Bitcoin because I like Bitcoin. I used to use it in the office when he used to work in, with the NSA. But he says it is horrible for privacy. It is horrible for privacy. It is very trackable and traceable. It's absolutely horrible. They're going to have to get their shit together, and still to this day, they will not fix that part because it is not used for privacy. It is used to track how much money you have in Bitcoin so they can freaking take it from you. And this, isn't that what's been going on? Where the ledger people, the people with the ledger wallets, money just disappeared. I talked to a student of mine. She had 3 Bitcoins. She was about to cash it out. Lo and behold, it disappeared. And I can say one thing. It could have been that they got the ledger from another party. It wasn't from Ledger themselves. They ordered it, you know, like somewhere else. I say Trezor's the best. I've ordered Trezor. I have my Trezor wallet for 4 years now, so I know it's completely safe. And I got it straight from Amazon. And from Amazon, it was from Trezor, the website. So far, I'm safe, and I'm glad for that right now. But other people that are going through this, they go through several hacks, and it's not only that, exchanges that they trust, exchanges that we think is reputable, they take your fucking money. They freeze it, and they take your Bitcoin. What's the freaking point of it if you can't even really be safe with it and be able to use your own Bitcoin? What's going on? So it's only obvious that something is underneath the surface, and they're using it to track people. Now, I'm not here to scare you all, you know. Use it. Use it for now. If you need to accumulate, you want to build your empire really quick and just turn it into silver, you know, buy silver or gold after it raises up, or just go out and buy property, go out and buy the things that you need. You know what I mean? But that's why being on the private side is so effing important. And many people are not. I don't know if they don't understand it. They don't realize the power of being on the private, what it can do for you, how it could protect you. By putting you on the private side and protect everything that you have. Because when you transmit your social security number, it's like you graduated into an estate number. You are holding a different high position. You're no longer a slave. So I will say this, you know, we have a guy in the inner circle that's really kicking ass right now. He is really helping out my students as far as getting collections taken off their credit report, getting debt problems taken off their credit report, a lot of shit and court cases. He's doing wonderful. I only help people get their packet, their silver bullet trust, which is enough. That's enough for you to have. But if you need to take it a step further, you would join the inner circle. It's like a membership every month you get to go to. It's really cheap, not that expensive. And you get to learn everything you need to learn from him. What else you have to do to operate on the private side. Okay. So anyway, that's why I got emotional, because it's like when I found this out about Bitcoin, I'm like, thank you so much. Oh my gosh. I'm so grateful for my angels or whatever. My ancestors or higher self, whatever the hell, led me to what I needed to go through to get to this information to protect my family and I and many people. Like, oh my gosh, are you effing serious? Like, wow. I was going to fall into this trap too, with this whole Bitcoin thing. So, yeah, just letting you know, this might be the last bull run for Bitcoin. If that's the case, this might be the last bull run. So take advantage of the bull run and sell what you have to sell when it goes up extremely high. Take advantage of it. And then maybe never touch the shit again. I don't know. Until they make changes until transparency happens, that Bitcoin is created by somebody. It has to come out. This has to come out. Because if not, then it's not safe. It's just not safe asset. It cannot be a safe asset class. It doesn't make any sense. But people, you know, they go along with the greed. They go along with that journey and hey, it doesn't matter. I'm going to make a shitload of money. Hey, you know. And I understand that. You make a shitload of money. Fine. But really, really now, how long is this going to last for? When are they about ready to pull the rug from your, you know, from below you? When are they going to pull the rug from you? That's my question. So this is very, very serious, guys. And with that, you need to wake up. We all need to wake up here. That is why I do the work that I do. I've been doing the work that I've been doing for years. Haven't been able to do any other work. but that, because other than trading, because I was guided to do this work. Like many people are guided to do this work as well, or guided on a certain path. They have to do what they're here to do. Like, we're here on a mission, and we're here to change, make a change to this world. Otherwise, why the hell are we even here? What's the point of being here? Just to be a slave for somebody else? You know, I really refuse to believe that. I don't want to believe that we were here to be a slave for somebody else. You know, we're here because we probably made the choice to come here. And that's just it. So that's what I'm talking about, guys. It's a wake-up call. It truly is. And it's time to group up, create communities, and build up. Because I'll tell you right now, if this is the case, and if this lady's right, there's going to be a firewall or a fire. What is it called? A fire cell, if I'm saying it right. There's going to be a fire cell, and it's not going to be pretty. People are going to lose their money. They're going to lose everything. If you have money in crypto and all that shit, unless you put it in an EMP bag like I do with my crypto, I put it in an EMP bag or EMF, sorry, EMF bag, EMP, EMF bag to protect it. Okay, yeah, I'm walking outside right now, so I'm talking. Whew, sun finally went down. I'm just, oh, gosh, it gets really hot in the Yucatan here. I mean, it just really, really burns your face. But, yeah, you know, like I said, so many people don't understand the work that I do. And that's why I decided to create a brand new site. Even though it was securecreditor.com, you know, you'll be directed to the new site. Because I want to start from scratch, and I want to give little morsels of information. Okay, 2 posts a week. Here's some information to teach you a little about the Silver Bullet Trust, to teach you about what it is to be a secure creditor. Little bits and pieces as much as I can. Drip feed you with as much as I can, but little at a time, because it could take a lot out of you. This information can really blow your mind. I mean, it could really change the way you see things, and it could scare the shit out of you. Okay? It can seriously scare the living piss out of you. When you know that that they created a birth certificate in your name, and they turn it into a bond, and it's being monetized off the New York Stock Exchange, that could really fuck with your head. And maybe I kind of took advantage of that, like thinking, everyone knows, they already know now, they know the truth, they already know. But maybe it's the fact that maybe not many people get it. And then I'm like, you know, and I'm being too rushy and pushy. And I'm like, come on, they need to get it now. You know, it's been years since I've been doing this. But still, it's not many people get it. Because it's hard to understand, and it's hard information to swallow. You understand? It's hard information to swallow and to even believe it. number one. So that's what I'm saying. It could really test you. And it took me a while. Like when I learned the information, it kind of freaked me. It freaked me out. It was like, what? Everything's a fiction? The courthouse is a fiction? Oh my God. I mean, they look at you like a freaking company. Like, oh my God. Like, it's pretty scary, man. It's scary. Not many people are wanting to listen about, you know, they don't want to believe it, and they'd rather put their head in the sand because it feels safer that way. It feels more secure that way. And because it's too much. It's just too much information. And, you know, when I started learning about David Icke, and he's talking about reptilians, oh, my God. When I got done with the book, Children of the Matrix, I got done with that whole book. It was so interesting. But at the same time, I said, you know, I'm putting that book away. It was an interesting ride, but that ride goes away. I put that to the side. I don't even want to think about it anymore. So I wanted to dig my head in the sand. Like everyone else, it scared the fuck out of me. It was too much. It was too much for me. And then the secure creditor thing, you know, the whole what they're doing. So now they're moving into a cashless society, and we have a friend of ours who was in Texas. I think he's in Texas, and they denied his cash at a restaurant. They said, "Sorry, we don't take cash anymore." And it wasn't the fact that there was an issue with their cash register. No. It was the fact that they no longer took cash anymore. And the guy said, you know, we need to stand together. He's a good friend of ours. He actually sold a boat to us years ago. He's like, we all have to stand together. This is crazy. And he was really feeling it. He's like, I'm really seeing what's happening, and this shit needs to stop right now. One thing I can say that's absolutely beautiful is that in Nevada – and Utah, Wyoming, and I think New Hampshire, if I'm right, they're now using a gold currency, like a golden dollars. I don't know if I'm saying it right. You can even take them out in an ATM in Nevada and I believe in Utah. And it's because of a company stood their ground and said, you know what? Shit's getting bad here. Inflation's getting bad. Let's turn some of this gold into dollars. Tiny bits of gold into their dollar, gold dollars, whatever they're called. And it's actually happened. It's been going on for 4 years now. So I'm very proud of the Americans, of my American family over there doing it. I'm very proud of them that they didn't have to wait for the federal government to do anything. But they, as human beings, as we the people, decided to take the power in our own hands. And I'm very fucking proud of these people. What balls. And the cool thing is, they are not taxable. They cannot tax you on gold. That is an asset. And they got you involved in the system, where they took everyone's gold and silver in 1933 in return for Federal Reserve notes that they can freaking tax you on, that has no gold backup at all or silver backup. And they just want to make people's lives hell. And now the IRS are all getting all ready to, you know, they're getting armored up with guns and all that shit coming to everyone's doors if they're not paying their taxes. That's some scary shit. So that's why changing your status is extremely important, because it goes all the way back before the U.S. corporation was ever created back in 1971. It was created in Washington, D.C. And before that, it was the United States of America. And we were all, everything was in republic. They were sovereign. They were their own sovereign countries, actually. That's what the republics were. California, Republic of California, the Republic of Arkansas, the Republic of, you know, Virginia and all that stuff. And they used gold standard at the time. They used treasury notes at the time before the Federal Reserve ever came in. There's a book that you can read at least to learn about the difference of becoming what a 14th Amendment citizen is and what a real living sentient being is on the land, American Indigenous on the land, pretty much. And you can find that in David Robinson's book. He's got many books out there. And there's one that's called Hardcore Something Redemption, I think. He was actually a student of mine. He's a real sweetheart. And he is a writer, boy. He loves to write. And he has a blog out. I think it's called the Maine Republic Post or something like that. It's been years since I actually looked into his stuff, though. But he has a lot of information there for those of you that are just like just learning about this information right now, and your head's being split wide open, and you're like, fucking shit, what the hell, what, huh? We're walking corporations, what the hell, they're using our birth certificate as a bond, what the, you know? And this is what Karen Hudis was trying to let people know before she was, I don't know, maybe she was taken out. She was a lawyer for the World Bank. And she tried to tell a lot of truth. She went out there on Russia Today telling the truth about how the money was all created and how it was bullshit. And she really, she was a big hero, totally speaking her truth. And she was having a lot of health problems. I guess a friend, she ended up posting it on my blog and saying that she had a lot of health problems. She was a real sweet lady. She did what she had to do. Even though other people were talking shit about her, calling her a Jew lady and all this stuff because she's Jewish. Not all Jewish people are Zionist, guys. You have to understand that. There's a lot of wonderful Jewish people out there. They're beautiful people. Yeah, beautiful. They have their beautiful culture and they have their beautiful food. I love their food. Oh, my gosh. They're wonderful people. They're not all fanatical Zionists, just like not all Christians have a fanatical Waco, you know, like David Koresh or whatever his name was at the time. So, you know, there's a fanatic in every religion. That's why I don't like religion at all. I'm not a religion. I don't have a religion. Someone actually said, oh, are you a Satanist? No, I'm not a Satanist. I will tell you that clean. I'm not a Satanist. I am a philosopher more than anything. I philosophize every belief, and I kind of make it into my own belief. But I am a witch. And I've been a practicing witch for many, many, many years. I am a magician, and I believe in the power of entities to help you with what it is that you need in your life. I mean, hell, they helped me to get to where I'm at today. So, you know, we all have our own beliefs. If you believe in God, fine. If you believe in, you know, whatever belief that makes you have a better life, that makes you feel better, and you can live a successful life, then that's all that matters, really. So philosophy is my religion, if you want to call it that, because with philosophy, you have the power to ask questions. You can question your beliefs every now and then. Say, wait a second, why am I believing this? Maybe I need to change something. Maybe I need to do some more research on this belief because it doesn't really align with me right now, you know? Religion was used to create the control the masses so they can be subservient to the pharaohs and the kings and queens so they can tax the shit out of them. That's what they do. You work, we're going to make money off of your ass because you're a slave race. That's what they want you to believe. So they want you to believe in these religions so you can create war among each other in the name of religion, in the name of different belief systems. And that's pretty much what's happening, what has been happening throughout the ages. So, you know, it, like I said, it's just really time to figure out what the hell's going on and really, really know what's happening in our lives. And, you know, be vigilant, be resilient, and know that there's a powerful team out there that wants to help you out. There's a spiritual team, and it's really real. There are real entities out there, believe it or not, that are there for you, that are good for you, that are not good for you. And you have to be able to determine who's who, okay? But this driving force within me for many, many years, since the situation of my first divorce, something put me on the path to learning all this information. And I'm sure a lot of you have who have gone through this can say the exact same thing. You have to go through some hurtful things in order to understand why this is happening, so that way you can change it. We have to have the power to change it. You see. So I hope this helps you out there. For those of you that are listening. But yes, please go check out my new website, silverbullettrust.com. Not the silverbullettrust.com. That's another group. It's silverbullettrust.com. And I have a lot of information. I just did a video to talk about more about it, why it's different. It is a foreign trust. It is completely separate from a domestic trust because it's the only trust that can actually change your status, can actually free you. It's not just about asset protection. It's a lot more. Okay. So we're seeing where things are going with this cryptocurrency world. And it is an absolute shame because I really do love cryptocurrency. I love what it does. I love how fast it is, how you can just send money here, send money there really fast within seconds. It's absolutely wonderful without a third party in the way. Makes life a lot easier. But for them to do what they had to do, it had to take years. It was not an overnight thing. They had this plan for a very, very long time. Okay. A very long time. Because if they would have done it overnight, then people would have gotten it and understood, oh, shit, we're screwed. They would have saw things, what was happening right away. So, yes. I had a weird dream a few nights ago. It was a heavy dream. It was like one of those dreams where it was very hard for me to, very, very hard for me to wake up from. And it was like I was living in a city where people were having VRs on their heads. Like they were living, it was like a gaming city or something. And I told the guy, I go, look, in order to purchase this, I have Bitcoin. He goes, no, Bitcoin doesn't work here. You're going to have to transfer your Bitcoin into these chip coins or something like that, some type of chips that they use. And I said, okay, that's really weird. And this was mainly the CBDC coins for each city. And it was just a really weird ass dream. And I had a dream a while ago, months ago, that in order to buy water in Washington State, I had to use my phone to do it. I had to upload an app or download an app in order to purchase this water. And I got to talk to a friend of mine about it who was in the Navy. He was a Navy officer. And he worked for intelligence for so many years. He retired, and now he works for cybersecurity. And he says everything you're saying is pretty right on. And he said that he has a friend that has a chip in his hand so he can open up his Tesla and have all the information on that chip. So I said, holy shit, it's really happening. So one thing I can say, we the people do have power. We don't have to put up with the shit if we don't want to. We just have to wake up and do the research and find other alternatives on how to transact with one another. Bitcoin is great. Crypto is great. But if it's only used to benefit humanity, not the other way around. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And it's a scary reality, but we have to, like I said, we have to seriously wakey-wakey, you know, we have to wake up or else things aren't going to get any better. So, I mean, what are your thoughts? I'm curious to know. What are your thoughts? And I'll tell you, I know many people would tell me the same thing over and over again. Anyways, I'm going to take a quick break, a 5-minute break, and I'll be back with you soon.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Delivering the truth and exposing the lies. Join Ross and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our show. See you then.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Cross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon. That sounds cool. Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from. Wow. You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list. I want to be red. I want to be blue. Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed. But don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
Hello to all you something duckers out there. The CEO of Lysnica demanded I shoot a holiday video. We need to promote everyone getting their Lysnica boosters every week. All you nimwits and rubes just keep taking it. But Mr. G, Globalist wants me to be nicer to you since this will be your last holiday season on Earth. By the way, we now have the suicide pods available for rental. Before you enjoy your last breath in a suicide pod, we need you scallywags to get tested for COVID. You must be completely up to date on your vaccine passport. Absolutely no exceptions. When you step into the suicide pod, we do not want you to catch COVID. You must also wear at least 5 scams on your face, with a minimum of 2 of your scams being an N95. After you take your final breath on Earth, we will give you another COVID test. Both before and after your trip to the suicide pod, you will be required to go through the TSI naked body scan. We need to make sure you're not hiding any ivermectin, Federal Reserve notes, or carbon inside your person. For all we know, you could be a something ducker that likes to hide Nuremberg code inside your junk. We need to keep you comfortable and safe. Also, please remember, when your person turns to ashes and dust, please do make sure you are still keeping with local social distancing guidelines. You must still keep your ashes 6 feet away from the previous customer. If you refuse to get in the suicide pod, we will take you to the local FEMA camp. That is all on Have a Holiday Season.
When socialism arrives, you're going to want to be ready to look at the glass as half full, even if the glass is empty, or even if there is no glass, because you're starving to death. Here are 9 upsides to socialism you might not have considered. Number 1. You can finally meet your weight loss goal. If these current trends hold, you'll be down to a slim, girlish 75 pounds by the end of the month. Number 2, your wife will be limited to only a couple of decorative pillows. Save the leather couch cushions to boil into this year's neighborhood stone soup festival. Number 3, kids aren't nearly as noisy when they're dehydrated. For big families living under socialism, silver linings abound. Number 4, everyone is happy. Because if you're not, straight to the gulag you go. I'm happy. I swear. Number 5. You'll meet all kinds of nice people while standing in the bread line. Broaden your horizons. Or should we say, breaden your horizons. I thought it was funny. Oh, here's a fun one. Number 6. No election fraud. It's easier when there are no elections. It's great. And number 7, no long lines at Starbucks. It's easier when there's no Starbucks. So much easier. Oh yeah, number 8, no more negative news about your government, because if you publish it, straight to the gulag. Don't do it. And finally, number 9, you'll never feel lonely again, because Big Brother will always be with you. It's all about perspective. Just remember to look on the bright side of socialism. Or else, straight to the gulag. You go.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com.
Hi everyone, I'm back. Dr. Joanna Wells. I'm here for you. All right. Let's get this party started. Yeah. So wonderful to be back here on Freedomizer Radio. Yeehaw. You know, I was one of the originals. Did you know that? I used to be on Freedomizer Radio back in 2010. I had a freaking blast. But what happened was I didn't stay on very long because I was just too busy traveling. I was traveling to other countries around the world. I was doing very well. We went to Thailand, Ecuador, Peru, then finally Egypt. We actually moved to Egypt for a few months. We were all over the damn place because, you know, I was on YouTube, and YouTube paid my way. So that was pretty fun at the time. You know, I was actually a paid creator at the time, right, before YouTube shut my channel down back in 2018 for speaking the truth against the Sandy Hook bullshit. And I did. I spoke the truth about it. They were complete fucking Nazis. Oh my gosh. And I had over 120,000 subscribers at the time. I was really on fire. But before they took me down, my videos were being demonetized along with many other creators' videos were being demonetized. It was a very scary moment for us. So, you know, things like that happen, it can happen any moment to us, you know, when we think that, you know, we rely on these platforms like YouTube, Facebook, and all that, we think, oh, everything's going to be fine, la, 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 la. And then one day they just pull the rug from underneath you. If you just said something, if they heard you say something, which is a communistic thing. And when YouTube was supposed to be about you, remember? And something happened. So things have changed a lot. And it's really funny, but they do that to get so many people on board on the platforms. Come on, everyone, get on board. and to a point where they become so wealthy and rich, and then all of a sudden they start treating their creators not very well. And the best thing to do, if you are a creator out there, whether it's YouTube, you have podcasts, the most important thing that you should do is learn to blog. Take it from me. If I would have learned to blog many years ago, when I first got started on YouTube, if I would have learned and known about it, whatever happened with YouTube or TikTok, it would never affect me because my blog would be out there still. And that is something I'm learning now. Isn't that a sad thing? I'm learning that now. So that's why I decided, you know what, I'm going to start a fresh, brand new site, Silver Bullet Trust, for the trust people. And I'm going to blog. It's going to take some time before it, you know, really gains momentum, but I know the power now, and I know the secret now. Also, our website, movingbeyondthematrix.com, is still up there. I decided to keep it up there, and it's doing very well. So I'm just going to keep on. I blog on there as well, and I have every podcast that we have, I post it on the blog on that website, movingbeyondthematrix.com. So if you miss any of the live shows, you can always listen to it on movingbeyondthematrix.com. And what I do is I upload it onto YouTube and I post it on the blog, or, you know, if it's really, really serious information that I don't want it to be on YouTube, then I will post it on Rumble or post it on BitChute, and then it will go onto my blog. So either way, just go to movingbeyondthematrix.com and you'll find everything there. Okay. So everything will be in one little place. And the beautiful thing, movingbeyondthematrix.com, guess where the server is based out of? Iceland. That's right. I got smart a couple years ago. I decided to move it over to Iceland because that is a place where you actually have freedom of speech. And so far, it's doing pretty freaking awesome. So I'm very, very, you know, happy to continue with Freedomizer Radio. You know, I'm just really grateful. And it was funny, I decided to get back with them. It was just, I don't know, it was a weird thing. You know, I had a very, very busy years working, doing workshops every 2 months. So I didn't have the time to do podcasts. But now that things have changed, things have slowed down a lot, and I decided to kind of shift a little bit. I have a lot more time doing podcasts. So, you know, listen to me 2 days a week. Sundays, I'm on 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wednesdays, I'm on 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay? So put that on your calendar so that way you know, put an alert, and come and join me. And anytime, if anybody wants to call in, you guys are free to call in to ask any questions. If you have any feedbacks about what I've talked about on the show so far, feel free to call in. And, yeah, I mean, really, basically, what Moving Beyond the Matrix podcast is really about, this show's about, we're all about the paranormal. We're about conspiracy theories. We're about speaking the truth. We're about philosophy, magic, the occult, you know, pagan religions or pagan spirituality, earth-based spirituality. Stuff like that. But even those who are us pagans, just like the Christians, just like many Jewish people, we're all sick of it. We're all sick of being controlled. Doesn't matter what religion, spirituality you believe in. We're all human beings living on this realm of Gaia. And we all are getting sick and tired of being controlled for so many years by an Anunnaki race that came millions of years ago. It could have been millions of years or hundreds of thousands of years ago, which started this whole situation in the first place. And supposedly they were our actual creators. They were the ones that created human beings. According to Billy Carson, I listen to his stuff every now and then, and he states that the Neanderthals were already here. Our cousins, our human cousins, were already here. But it was the Anunnaki that tinkered with our DNA to make us look like them. So we look exactly like the Anunnaki. We look human. They look human like us. But someone in the Anunnaki family, known as Enki, was the one that fought for the human race. And he fought against his father and said, no, you are not going to wipe the human race out. You're not going to destroy them because we were created as worker bees, slave bees for them, which is pretty much similar to what's going on right now. But he did something with our DNA. He tinkered with our DNA so that way we would be able to wake the frick up. That's something to do with our DNA strand, that we would have psychic ability, we would have, you know, psychic sensitivity, and somehow we would one day wake up and be able to over fight back these rulers, okay? A good book to read if you want to learn more about, and not really the Anunnaki, but to learn about where a lot of this stuff has come from, you know, where the monotheism came from, In His Image by John Lamb Lash is a very good book. If you want to learn about the Anunnaki race, which comes from somewhere in the outer space world or interdimensional world or, you know, Nibiru, whatever, read Zechariah Sitchin's book. One of the books that you should read is The 12th Planet. That is the book you should get started reading. And check out Billy Carson's work. He's got a book on the Emerald Tablet as well. He's really been sharing the information of Thoth, who was Enki, and therefore we believe is actually possibly Lucifer. Now, Lucifer, you think, oh, Lucifer's a bad, he's evil, he's a devil. No, he's not. He was actually a Greek god before he was ever thrown in the Bible. He was only thrown in the Bible like one time, okay? And it didn't really represent him entirely. It represented somebody else because Morning Star was used interchangeably several times as well. But anyway, Zechariah Sitchin's work is really good to really learn about who the Anunnaki were, that they were another race from outer space that where we came from, and that made the civilizations that we see today, as well as the lost civilizations. A lot of the civilizations that were lost or were destroyed many, many years ago, many thousands of years ago, over 12,000 years ago, there were other ancient races that actually existed before. So very interesting history. It's really good to learn about history. And now we're finding out that the Greys and other alien extraterrestrials do exist. They've actually proved this in Mexico. There was actually a sitting. It was a full transparency that aliens existed, and they took them, they showed them while they were laying in this coffin looking these boxes. In Mexico, it was national all over Mexico. And the president told everybody, yes, aliens exist. And we're the first country, I think we're the first country here in Mexico that is actually putting this out there. Whereas in the United States, they're still struggling. They're starting to, the Pentagon, they're talking about it a little bit, but they're not really 100%. They're not really showing you the aliens. Not as intense as in Mexico. I mean, they had them right there on the stage for people to look and see. So what does that mean for all of us? Well, that means the truth is about to be shown. That the aliens are not just aliens, that we are also aliens as well, that we came from somewhere else too. We, according to Collier, I love listening to him, he was a contactee of the Andromedans for many years. And he mentions that the Andromedans see us as royalty. We are a royalty race. And we have the strands of several other extraterrestrial races, DNA strands of or genetic strands or genetic codes of extraterrestrial races, several of them. And we're the only race. The human race is the only race that actually has a high level degree of emotions where it can range really high and it can range really low. And through that, we're able to manifest our reality around us. And this is why the archons, you know, the ones that are like the rulers of this, of the realm that we live in, use propaganda on the media to scare people and to frighten you with fear. It's because of the fear, they take in that energy and they suck that energy from you. They can feel your energy. They take that, they're a bunch of vampires, okay? That's what's running this planet, if you will, or flat earth or whatever the hell you want to call it. It looks like a fucking pizza floating in space. It looks like a freaking basketball. I don't really care, okay? The whole point is these creatures have been ruling this realm for thousands of years, and they are vampires, okay? They've been sucking, if it's not on our blood, they've been sucking on our energy because we have been food for them for that long. Because of who we are powerful. Once we stop giving into a religious belief that something above us is controlling us and we have to be obedient and live up to, once we can put a stop to that is when we are almost close to the tipping point. Almost close to the tipping point of finally waking up for all of humanity. And it could take a lot of time. It could take a lot more time. But then there's a lot of us that are awake. But try telling the religious people that. The people of Islam, the people of Egypt, the people, you know, many, many people that believe in their religions, and they believe that there's something above them, that if they don't do something right, that they're going to be sent to hell or something like that, okay? That fear was instilled in the human race for many years since the Anunnaki came to rule over us, and they played gods. They played gods over them because if the peasants were doing something right, they would kill them. They were slaves. If you didn't do something right, you would be freaking out, done. So this virus, this mind virus, has been instilled within humanity's psyche for thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years. So it didn't start with Zoroastrianism. It went way, way back. If you really want to go down the rabbit hole, if you really want to go further down the rabbit hole, you're going to find out some interesting facts. I don't know if you've ever, if you're old enough, but if you've ever heard of Eric Van Daniken and ever seen his movie, an old movie back in the 70s called Chariots of the Gods. It's a very old movie, documentary, but I highly recommend you watch it. He also has a book on it. And he also visited one of our good friends who lives in Giza many, many years ago, even spent the night in one of the pyramids when it was when he was allowed to. And he believes that that the gods are astronauts, that the angels are aliens. So that's something that could really challenge a lot of you in your belief system. You know, whether that is true or not, and I believe it is true, it doesn't get in the way of my belief system in working with other entities, because there's energetic entities as well that live in different dimensions that we cannot see. So there's different dimensions, different planes of existence. It's not just, okay, there's outer space and here we are here. No, there are different vibrational frequencies and different dimensions that these other entities live in. Just letting you know that. I mean, it's interesting. It's kind of fun to learn about all this stuff. But of course, as always, use discernment. Use discernment in every information. Zechariah Sitchin, 12th Planet book, get on that right away, as soon as you possibly can. Check out Billy Carson. He's got a lot of videos out there talking and explaining about the Anunnaki. he gets right into it, and he's really fresh. He's really fresh. He's really into it. He loves what he does, and, you know, that's cool. That's cool. So he's really good. You know, I got both his books, by the way. He got his Emerald Tablet book, and I got his other book about woke or something like that. It's pretty cool stuff. But, yeah, so, you know, when you have time, start looking into it. And that, then you can understand why we're treated as agriculture, why we as humans are treated as human agriculture, like animals, and we're being tagged like cows, and our birth certificates are being monetized in the New York Stock Exchange. That whatever we own, we don't own. They own everything. If it's in our name, they own it because they created your name in a corporation, and they own that corporation. They run that corporation. You don't run it. What species would do that to the human race? That's my freaking question to you. What species would do this to the human race? I don't believe for one minute that they're just human beings. I believe it's a lot more than that, and I don't believe it's just the Zionists either. I believe they use Zionism as a front so you don't see the bigger picture. I believe it's extraterrestrial that's running the show, because we are part extraterrestrial and they are not letting us know this. But information's coming out, though. You know, go on Gaia TV, Gaia. You'll find a bunch of stuff on there. They're all coming out for you to know the truth. And that is what is important. Always do your research, folks. Don't just listen to me. Do your own research. Really, really listen to your inner self. Listen to your gut. Listen to your higher self. Listen to your own intuition. Maybe I don't have everything 100% either, you know? I'm still learning. But believe me, at 48 years old, I'm still learning. And there's a lot that I had to learn for many, many, many years to come to this clarification, if you will, to come to this position in my life, to this knowing that there's a lot more going on than we can see with our own eyeballs, because we only see 4% of the spectrum, of the light spectrum, because the rest is dark. The rest is dark matter, and we only see 4% of the light spectrum. Who knows what the rest of the 90-something percent is, 96% is, that we don't see. That's where our psychic antennas should be utilized. That's when we should be focusing and using our psychic antennas and use meditation to tap into the gnosis within ourselves to find the answers that we seek, to go into dream time, to go into astral travel, to find out the truth. This is what we're here for. You know what? Ugly things happen. I get it. But the fact that we're here means something. It means that we're here to do something very, very important and make a change. And make a change, we do. We do make a change. And it's time to wake up, folks. Wake up. Get your espresso and wake up, guys. All right. So I'm about to wrap this show up now. Just want to say so much love and light and darkness to all of you. That I don't see duality. I only see balance and harmony. And I wish the best for everybody. And if you like to listen to my shows, come listen to me on Sunday. I might have my friend William get on, and maybe my other friend Zep, who's also a magician. So I got two master magicians that's going to be on there telling their awesome spooky stories. And, yeah, share what it is that in the supernatural world, what's going on, because we need to understand it isn't just the world that we live in the mundane reality. We need to understand that there are other realms that is always trying to connect with us all the time. And we need to be aware of that. All right, guys. So always, you know, check back. Go to freedomizerradio.com and find us live Sundays, at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wednesdays, 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And always check out our recorded podcast. If you've missed any, go to movingbeyondthematrix.com as well. And if you want to get your trust done, your Silver Bullet Trust done, go to silverbullettrust.com. If you're into our philosophy and magic and all of that stuff, go to ravenmoonshadowtemple.com. All right, everyone, much love and light. Peace out. Take care. And I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday. Bye for now.